Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Silk Road. Before that, there was actually a discussion about so-called net neutrality. So if you've missed any of that, you can always go to freetalklive.com later tonight. You'll be able to download the archive at your leisure. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and it is there on Skype where we find James Babb from Philadelphia. James, we were actually just talking about you in the last hour. I read your update blog post, or I guess not really blog post, but you made it on a Facebook event about doing jury outreach and what happened with the Ross Ulbricht case yesterday, where the judge threatened to sequester the jury and make them anonymous. And I'm still not sure what making them anonymous means, but
he gives them all Guy Fawkes masks and tells them to run around.
I don't know.
Zuccotti Park.
I don't want to find out what it means. It sounds kind of scary, but it looks like many of the activists have decided to call it, and they have left because it was this morning the judge had threatened them that if they are continuing to do jury outreach out in front of the courthouse at 9:30 this morning, that she would then engage in sequestering the jury and thereby make it so they couldn't go home at night, making them perhaps believe that they were being sequestered because their lives were in jeopardy, when in point of fact they were only in jeopardy of learning a thing or two. James, you're back here on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you here. So your reflections on what happened yesterday afternoon. I heard there was a meeting with Ross's parents afterwards. Were you attending that?
Well, you know, I don't really communicate directly with anyone from Ross's defense, or, you know, my activities are really separate from any particular campaign or for any particular case. What I'm doing is trying to provide information to the general public about the rights of selected for jury duty. Of course, being in the vicinity of a high-profile case, you know, just brings more attention to it. So it's certainly favorable, you know, when there is a big case like Ross's trial. So, yeah, it's a very interesting situation, and I really never imagined that the judge would threaten a particular defendant. And
this is the
really
first, right? You've done a lot of this jury outreach there in the Philadelphia area. This is the first time you've ever seen anything like this, right? It certainly is true for me. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, never. I've done this at probably, I don't know, 10 different courthouses in the Mid-Atlantic area. I've never seen anything like this. We've seen judges get grumpy about it. That's mm-hmm. normal. But you know, what I equate this to is a sort of a hostage situation where somebody's like, you know, you better comply with what I say or I'm going to hurt this innocent person.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, and it is a pretty kind of, I mean, from their perspective, it's actually a pretty smart move, right? Because as you pointed out, they didn't actually have to use the out-and-out thug tactic of going and arresting the activists, which they've certainly done in the past with Julian Heiklin or Mark Schmitter down in Orlando, who was also arrested for doing jury outreach, you know, on a judge's order, essentially, that claiming it was a contempt of court situation. And so, you know, this is pretty unprecedented, but it was also kind of brilliant, at least from her perspective, in that she got what she wanted, right? And she didn't actually have to arrest anybody.
Well, I think, you know, she's getting what she wanted this morning and today and, you know, probably for the next few weeks. You know, maybe she thinks she's probably, you know, her tactics are going to work. What my intention is to continue. In fact, I'm now going to ramp up efforts to recruit people to join me for even more pamphleting at that courthouse, specifically her own trials. Whenever Judge Forrest, and I'm calling her Forrest Grump, okay, so we have this is Operation Forrest Grump is now going to intensify the pamphleting operation.
That's
anytime
awesome.
She has a trial. So she is going to become accustomed to jurors being informed in her courtroom. That's the best strategy I could think of. You know, back off for now, you know, put the gun down. Let's just relax. And then, you know, this is going to be a long-term project.
I think that that level of dedication is incredible, especially considering you don't even live in New York City. I mean, what's it? How many hours does it take to get up there from Philly? A couple hours?
It's a couple hours, but it's resource intensive. Just getting through the tolls and the parking and being in place at 7:30 in the morning, it's a challenge. And you know, I'd like to take an opportunity to thank the people that came out yesterday. We had a great crew from Philly and New Jersey that we had six of us on the job pamphleting at 7:30 a.m.
Hey, where were all the Manhattan libertarians? I mean, there's got to be some libertarians in New York
City.
There's
lots of them,
man. What was there, one guy who showed up from
Jim Lozinski joined us midday. He was our token Manhattan.
He's the author of, what was his book? I can't remember. Anyway, you can look up Jim Lozinski if you want to see it.
Jim's a good guy, and in fact, his wife Dawn was also a big help to me in scouting out the locations for the kiosk ads.
It's not like
they were missing in action. At least the Lozinski family was on it.
It's good to know. This kiosk ads, by the way, there are several of them located in strategic locations surrounding the courthouse and then that general vicinity. So there's still the chance that as long as the juries are not sequestered, that they will see those advertisements at some point when they're going in and out of the trial. Because apparently the judge did order anyone who had received the pamphlets that were being handed out to not read them.
Yeah, or if you read it, to please forget it. Would you be, like, literally, they're like stupid questions like that. Like, would you be willing to self-lobotomize yourself if we bring you, you know,
can you forget what information you just heard? Like, yeah, you know what? I can. And then you know what I'll do is when it comes time to decide a verdict in this case, I'll forget about all the evidence you laid before me too, lady.
Yeah, why wouldn't she just come out and say it's a lie? All that stuff's a lie.
Because it's not.
Right, because it's not. I mean, you know, that would make me as a juror be very sort of uncomfortable. Well, can you just forget this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think it would make you uncomfortable and highly suspicious, right?
Sure.
But you know, I really wonder, you know, with the state of sort of our culture and how people respond to authority figures, you know, I wonder how many of them are going to be sitting there going, forget, I must forget, you know, like the authority figure commanded me, I must obey, you know, because let's face it, that whole scene is incredibly intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
This is a massive court complex. The whole apparatus is quite imposing, a huge building. You've got people with the badge classes swarming everywhere. You've got a big courtroom. You've got, you know, a giant logo, a man in a dress, and special titles, and everybody's standing up and giving them and taking off their hats, and, you know, like, wow, that guy must be important. You know, I guess I better obey him because jurors are normal people.
Yep.
This might be the first time they've ever experienced a courtroom. It's got to be overwhelming.
There's a good chance that a juror is not just a normal person, but even more likely to be a because in a lot of cases, I don't know about federal court, but you know, up here in New Hampshire, you become a juror by, you know, being registered to vote and having a driver's license. So somebody who's sort of outside of the system is not going to be picked for jury duty.
Right, and I think in this case in particular, they were like, and we need to make sure they don't know about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's like, they're so concerned about finding people
they
that
were
are
excluding,
stupid enough.
I'm sorry, they were excluding jurors who had knowledge of the technical knowledge?
I wasn't privy to all the questions that they asked the jury pool, but there were a lot of questions along that line, and that was my belief going into it. So someone that actually was there for the questioning could confirm that, but the idea was they didn't want to have, you know, I'm sure they didn't want to have Bitcoin users there or people that,
sure,
you know, understood what a cryptocurrency was.
Right. We had a caller in earlier, a guy who was actually calling from federal prison, who said that his cellie was convicted of some sort of computer crime, and they were excluding jurors from that case. I mean,
excluding jurors who had technical knowledge.
They had technical knowledge, and it's like, you know, far from fully informed, they just want them to be as uninformed as possible, just this blank slate, which this authority figure rests a bunch of opinions on them about, and it's just so frustrating.
James Babb, people can get behind your project to continue expanding jury rights outreach there in New York City by going to juryrightsproject.com/NYC.
Yes.
Thanks, James, for coming on tonight.
My pleasure. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, man. That's James Babb from Philadelphia. He was helping out in New York City and has suspended his outreach operations until the conclusion of the Ross Ulbricht trial. Not because of the judge's threats, but I suspect because, well, that's what the people in the trial wanted. That's what Ross's mother wanted, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything you'd like. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you get online at all, you need to know about ProXPN. If you care about your privacy, that is, ProXPN's a great step towards becoming more private on the internet. It's one of a few that I would recommend that you take. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, grab their app. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. You download it free, get it set up and rolling, and you can try out ProXPN. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, which gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, then you can do that with code FTL50 and get 50% off the price of their annual account. What is it that ProXPN does for you? Well, they encrypt your data connection so your internet service provider can no longer snoop on you. And you guys were talking earlier tonight about the idea of government-run internet service providers. Well, I mean, you don't have that in too many places right now, but you do have the situation where your ISP is probably logging everything you do, and many of those ISPs, if a government guy comes knocking, they're going to hand over your information.
Yeah, they are.
100% of them, pretty much.
So you can't trust them to keep your privacy safe, so go with ProXPN. Get started at proxpn.com/FTL, and use code FTL50 to get that 50% off the annual account price, which, by the way, that price is locked in for the lifetime of your account, so whenever you renew, you still get that 50% discount. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose but your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue with the Ross Ulbricht case updates, sort of the surrounding issues also. We'll talk about what happened in the case coming up, but also the surrounding issues. One of them is jury nullification. This is something that the court, the judge, the prosecutors, they do not want the jury to know about jury nullification prior to the case. Now, this motion was never ruled on that I know of, so it's actually the one motion that the prosecution has made that hasn't actually been ruled on yet in their favor. It hasn't been ruled on at all, so it hasn't been ruled in any favor. But the motion was to prevent Ross Ulbricht from talking about his motivations, to prevent him from talking about his libertarian ideas in front of the jury, because the prosecution specifically mentions it in the motion. They don't want the jury to have any chance of using nullification, to understand nullification, to even consider nullifying. They want to preclude them from this knowledge. And so that's why the judge has now threatened the case, has threatened to sequester and make anonymous the jury if activists continue out front. Activists, many of them reluctantly, decided to discontinue their activities. And having spoken with one of them privately about this, he's very disappointed. The mother of Ross Ulbricht is scared. And Lynn, she's a very, very sweet lady. You know, we had her here on Free Talk Live. But moms get scared in situations like this, and for good reason. It's a scary situation, no doubt about it. But it's the attorney who I think is really at fault, because the attorney transferred the fear to Lynn, to his mother, and apparently his father, who's there now as well at the trial. The attorney for Ross Ulbricht instructed the people in the courtroom, after the judge threatened everybody over the folks who were doing outreach outside, the attorney backed the judge. And the attorney generally has to do that because he works for the court system to some extent. Even though he's a private attorney, his allegiance lies with the system, and he can't put his bar license in jeopardy by going against what a judge says.
I don't know where you're coming up with that assessment. So,
which part?
The assessment that this is the attorney and he's doing this for whatever reason. Like, maybe the attorney believes that Ross has a better chance of winning his case, that he has a better chance of winning the case if the jury isn't sequestered and the judge isn't PO'd, which, of course, the judge is already PO'd anyway, so I don't really – I disagree with that.
I suspect he does believe that, Mark.
Then why wouldn't the attorney give the best advice he could possibly give in that circumstance to the activist, which is pack up and go home, please?
Well, that's from his perspective, but
yes,
the activists have a different perspective.
It's the perspective of a guy who, as Ian pointed out, is an officer of the court. I mean,
and he is the guy who is, more than anyone, on the line for more than the activists, certainly, on the line for Ross's freedom.
He's not on the
line.
He's going to get paid either way it shakes out.
Yeah, but the activists are going to go home either way, however it shakes out.
And Ross is not going to go home either way. Like, I hate to be Danny Downer here, but let's just sort of face the facts. Ross Ulbricht's life is over, guys, okay? His life is destroyed.
He's admitted to creating the Silk Road already.
He's going to prison, and if he ever gets out, his life is going to be so irreparably altered as a result of it. He's going to go into prison probably for decades, and the guy's, in his mid-20s?
29.
He's 29 years old. Let's say he gets 30 years. He's going to come out, and he's going to be 60. He's not going to recognize the technology of the world that he lives in. His friends and family are, for the large part, going to forget about him. His parents will probably die while he's in there. So, I mean, the thing that upsets me about this the most is that if there is any value to be gained from this thing, it was to do something at the high-profile incident, right, mm-hmm. where a lot of people are watching and we're calling attention to it and we're saying, hey, there's a problem over here. There's a problem over here. Anybody who thinks that they're going to get Ross Ulbricht out of prison, that they're going to nullify a jury, that they're going to beat it with the system, that they're going to whatever they think they're going to do is completely idiotic. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if the activists thought that they were going to get the jury to nullify. I don't know what each of them.
Right, but the thing is that then, if that's the case, if you know you're not going to nullify, if you know that this guy's life is ruined, then let's just stand our ground and let them do what you will, because they're not. It's not like we're going to. Ross Ulbricht is not going to be helped by anybody going home today. Ross Ulbricht is not going to be helped by the Flyers or the lack thereof. The bottom line is his life is destroyed, and I think that he had to know that possibility existed going into it.
I agree with that. Now, I also think that the most relevant question is, what does Ross Ulbricht want? And that's what no one knows right now. Because what happened last night was his mom met with some of the activists, and she, you know, face-to-face asked them to stop. And when that happens, that's what people are going to do. I mean, even though, like, Derek J., I don't think he wanted to go home, but when, you know, when mom asks you to stop,
what are you going
to
do?
You stop, because you're there ultimately to support Ross, and if that's all you can hear from is his mom, then that's what you have to go on. But I want to know, what does Ross Ulbricht want? Because if Ross Ulbricht said, you know what, disregard what my mom says, get back out there. I don't care what happens to the jury if they get sequestered or whatever. I want you guys to have the best chance at, you know, a nullification or whatever. If there's some way to reach out to Ross, maybe write him a letter in jail or something, or go and physically visit him at the jail, I think that would be the most useful piece of information with which the activists could then decide what to do.
But I think his communication is pretty limited too.
It probably is my
understanding of it. I don't think I don't know that we've heard any statement from Ross throughout this entire thing, and I doubt that we're going to hear from Ross before the end of the trial. I mean, maybe he takes the stand, maybe he doesn't. I suspect that his attorney is going to tell him not to testify. I don't think that they're going to have him.
You think so?
I don't think that, no.
See, now, my opinion is that he's going to testify, because the story, the narrative is, the big bombshell that came out yesterday, as I'm sure you've heard, is that he admitted to creating the Silk Road. Now, some are saying that he wasn't the first Dread Pirate Roberts, but it sounded to me like he was the creator of the site, and he was on for a few months, and then he bailed out, that he left at that point. So it sounds to me like he was Dread Pirate Roberts, but again, that hasn't been made crystal clear in all of the discussions that have been going on. But if he's already admitted to running the Silk Road, then presumably he's going to have to tell the story. He's going to have to explain. Otherwise, they're going to have to use, like, you know, emails or something to try to make the case that he actually was, in point of fact, not Dread Pirate Roberts when they said that he was. We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything here, though we're talking about Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road trial. We were not calling it the Silk Road trial previously due to one of the suggestions. I think it was actually Jim Babb who made that suggestion. But that was before Ross Ulbricht had admitted to creating the Silk Road. That was one of the first things that came out yesterday during opening statements is Ross Ulbricht's attorney said he created the Silk Road. So we know that he is at the very least the mastermind behind the technical side of the site. The story is that Ross was framed, that he gave up control of the site after just a few months and then somehow was lured back in. We've yet to hear the full details, but was somehow lured back in by the site's subsequent operators and then framed for running the site. So we'll see how they end up trying to prove that in court. Yesterday was jury selection and opening statements. Today, the testimony began. Here's the latest from Wired.com. Nothing about this is Andy Greenberg, who, by the way, has just like been following the Silk Road from years back. He's been very, very good about that. He actually interviewed Dread Pirate Roberts back in 2013. Anyway, nothing about the identification and arrest of Ross Ulbricht in the science fiction section of a San Francisco public library in October of 2013 was left to chance. When the FBI grabbed his laptop and put him in cuffs, The prosecution in Ulbricht's case said he was chatting online with an undercover agent who had infiltrated the staff of the Silk Road, the massive online drug market Ulbricht is accused of creating. Now that undercover agent has told his story for the first time, and he's revealed that just before his fateful conversation with Silk Road's kingpin, he had been watching Ulbricht from less than a block away. On the second day of Ulbricht's trial in a Manhattan courtroom, Department of Homeland Security agent Jared Derjegian told the jury a detailed account of his final conversation with Dread Pirate Roberts, Silk Road's owner and Derjegian's boss, for the 3 months the DHS agent spent as an undercover Silk Road staffer. As part of a coordinated law enforcement effort designed to prove that Ulbricht was the Dread Pirate Roberts and to seize his laptop before he could encrypt its hard drive, Derjegian had a half a dozen FBI agents surveilling Ulbricht as he left his apartment and walked to the Glen Park Public Library near his home.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, if you're running some operation like this, that you could be duped into allowing a federal agent into being one of your...
How would you know? Everyone's anonymous.
The only way, and I don't know if they go into it here, but I mean, the only way that you would get to be known by somebody on the Silk Road, or even your screen name would get to be known by them, is presumably by doing some business there. It's not exactly beyond the reach of the United States federal government to buy some bitcoins and move some drugs around.
This guy did do that.
Exactly. So
he did buy and sell drugs on the Silk Road.
Right. So Ulbricht or Dread Pirate Roberts is looking at this person, this username that he's talking to, is somebody who's buying and selling a lot of drugs.
Right. He's got good reputation on the site. He's, you know, got happy customers. He's
right.
Got multiple transactions. And
what's not to like?
Well, and, you know, even if he was requiring his, let's just say Dread Pirate Roberts was requiring that all of his crew members identify themselves. Like, all right, you know, you can work here, but you've got to show me who you are. I'm not going to show you who I am, but you've got to show me who you are. But it wouldn't be beyond the federal government to show a fake ID, right? Like, that
right.
Would be hard
sure.
for them to get
so,
around.
So to the fact that he was duped doesn't, or whoever, the fact that Dread Pirate Roberts was duped does not surprise me in the slightest.
So after he's left his apartment.
Right, the fact that this guy, if he is like the Dread Pirate Roberts and what they're accusing him of doing, the fact that he was in San Francisco says to me that he has incredibly bad judgment. If you're in the United States and you know the United States government's looking for you and you're running an international drug cartel or whatever this you're calling this operation, you're a fool. I don't know what else to say. So I'm hoping that his story here is a true one and that he is in fact a fool. And
then he got set up is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know what you call somebody who gets set up.
Going on here. So again, he left his apartment. He headed to the library. They had a half a dozen agents watching him. Then Derjegian struck up a conversation with the Ulbricht over a dedicated. I think he meant the Dread Pirate Roberts because he wouldn't know for sure. Over a dedicated chat system set up for Silk Road staffers, the better to catch Ulbricht red-handed in the act of managing the site. The plan for the arrest was to get him into a position where we could have him in a public setting and I could initiate a chat with him, said Derjegian in response to questions from the prosecutor Saren Turner. The purpose was that if indeed the Dread Pirate Roberts was Ross Ulbricht, that we could get his computer in an open, unencrypted state. Derjegian, an agent based in Chicago, had actually infiltrated the Silk Road for nearly 2 years earlier. He told the court he had, quote, taken over and controlled the accounts of many buyers and sellers on the site, presumably users of the Silk Road who had been caught in illegal acts and cooperated with law enforcement to lessen their punishment. As an undercover buyer, he said he made more than 50 purchases of drugs from the site from more than 40 dealers in 10 countries. Then, in late July of 2013, Derjegian says he took over the account of Cirrus, a moderator on the Silk Road users' forums, who had earlier gone by the name Scout, responsible for customer support and cleaning up spam and inappropriate comments in the forum. In that role, he often communicated by encrypted chat with the Dread Pirate Roberts, username Dread, via a special chat server called Staff Chat, run on the Anonymity Network Tor. In exchange for 10 to 12 hours a day of helping to administer and maintain the Silk Road and its community forums, Derjegian says he was paid about $1,000 a week in bitcoins. The coins, he said, were immediately converted into dollars and seized by the U.S. government. DeRegahan says he only learned the name Ross Ulbricht in September from IRS service agent Gary Alford, who had been investigating the Silk Road. Ulbricht, he told the court, looked like a pretty good match. Later that month, DeRegahan flew to San Francisco and October 1st met up with a New York-based FBI team led by agent Christopher Tarbell. The FBI agents had watched Ulbricht as he worked the day before at a coffee shop near his home called Bello Coffee. So DeRegahan says he set up near the cafe with a laptop connected to the internet via mobile hotspot and then went into the cafe to charge his laptop's battery. All the while, he was closely watching the Dredd name on staff chat, which remained online. At 2:47, Dredd went offline, DeRegahan says, the cue that Ulbricht was leaving his house for his favorite public Wi-Fi connection. DeRegahan alerted the FBI agents and left the cafe to sit on a bench on the same block. As DeRegahan and FBI agent Tom Kiernan watched from just a few feet away, Ulbricht walked up to the corner with a small shoulder bag containing his laptop. He waited for the light to turn green, then crossed and went into Bello Coffee. 30 seconds later, he left the crowded cafe, seemingly to find a quieter spot, and headed for the Glen Park Public Library, just one street north. The FBI followed Ulbricht into the library, and Tarbell, sent an email to the team telling them to make sure to pull the laptop first, then arrest, according to DeRegahan. He added that the team should give time to the undercover agent to chat with Ulbricht before anyone initiates an arrest. At 3:08 p.m., Ulbricht opened his computer at the table in the library, and Dredd came online. With his laptop open and logged on to staff chat, DeRegahan walked over to the library and up one of its stairwells to a discreet spot. Then he started a carefully planned conversation designed to make sure Ulbricht logged into part of the Silk Road site designed for moderating comments that were flagged as spam. We were trying to get him online as DPR in the market as well as in chat, says DeRegahan. So, excerpt from the chat log, Cirrus, hey, can you check out one of the flagged messages for me? Dredd, you did Bitcoin exchange before you worked for me, right? Cirrus, yes, but just for a little bit. Dredd, not any more than that. Cirrus, no, I stopped because of reporting regulations. Dredd, damn regulators, huh? Oh, which post? Cirrus, LOL, yep. Dredd, there was the one with the Atlantis. So he knew then at that point that he was logged into this administrative system. At that moment, DeRegahan says the FBI grabbed Ulbricht's laptop and arrested him. I sent a message to Tarbell that he should effect the arrest. I was waiting for a sign. As soon as he said, oh, which post? I knew he was on the flagged message page. The Dredd Pirate Roberts' last words referring to a competing dark web drug market known as Atlantis that had mysteriously shut down just a few days earlier. DeRegahan's account will no doubt be used by the prosecution to demonstrate to the jury that the Dredd Pirate Roberts is in fact Ross Ulbricht, the central question of the trial. But in its opening argument yesterday, Ulbricht's defense laid out a narrative in which the Dredd Pirate Roberts inherited the site from Ulbricht just a few months after it was created, and then years later set up Ulbricht as the perfect fall guy. We'll give you a little bit more on what happened in the case today. It sounds like it was mostly the testimony of this major agent involved in the investigation. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Share your thoughts coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. You take control.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals and the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Pride and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you're on the phones here, you can get on them by dialing toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you the write-up from wired.com. They've had the best coverage so far, I think, of them and Vice. Vice also. I haven't seen Vice's article from today. But Wired.com's Andy Greenberg has been following the Silk Road case since before it was a case. He actually interviewed Red Pirate Roberts back in 2013. And the story was, at that time, from Dread Pirate Roberts, that he was the second Dread Pirate Roberts. The person who was acting as Dread Pirate Roberts in 2013 claimed that he did take over the site from the original Dread Pirate Roberts. So that story is consistent with the story that the defense has told, at least that aspect of it, in their opening statement. Now, the defense is saying Russ was somehow lured back in order to take the fall for the actual operators of the site. But it sounds like, according to the FBI's claims here, that he was lured back into taking over the Dread Pirate Roberts account, and that he was using that account, allegedly, at the time that he was arrested for this. They grabbed the laptop from him in the library and then put him under arrest. They then took pictures. I don't know if they have video of this, but they then took pictures of what was the alleged screen content at the time of the arrest, showing the name Dread and Frosty, these things that would tie the account to Russ Ulbricht. So there's a little bit more here from Andy Greenberg over at Wired.com. And so what they did was they had Ross at this library. They saw Dredd log into the Dredd Pirate Roberts account.
They timed it, right? Like, they knew when he left his apartment. He had signed out of the chat.
They were watching him.
They watched him sort of wander around the streets of San Francisco when he signed it. You know, basically opens up his laptop at the library, and then he signs on within 30 seconds.
Right.
They're like, they got the guy. What they wanted to do was they wanted to get him, make sure that it was clear that he was who he said he was. So they got him to sort of lie, not only to sign into the chat, but to sign into the site. Hey, can you come look at this
Because the
post?
Agent was the undercover agent had infiltrated over a period of years, had infiltrated the Silk Road.
And the thing that, you know, I know that there's more of this article, but we're also running out of time here.
Yeah,
and
there's not much more, though.
And the thing that I'm frustrated with here is that it seems to be as though the defense and Ross's family are in a mode of trying to, like, get Ross out. Let me tell you something, folks. Even if it turns out that he tuned out a Silk Road for a year or two, mm-hmm. okay, the guy created it, the guy was involved with it for some period of time,
and he came back to it
for whatever reason. It and the feds don't give a crap about your motivation
either.
So they're gonna convict this guy on decades and decades of drug conspiracy and money laundering charges, and he's not coming home, at least not as a healthy young adult. You know, so I'm at a point where I feel like this is just bigger than him, and I can understand. I don't blame the activists who left. If the guy's mother came to me, I'd have probably just had an emotional reaction to it and mm-hmm. said okay. But it's to a point, ladies and gentlemen. This is bigger than him. You know, this is an opportunity. This is the point of this is to go and make a point here, and we're not going to be able to save this guy's life, I'm sorry to tell you.
So it hasn't yet been explained, according to Greenberg over at Wired.com, how the real Dredd Pirate Roberts would have planted evidence on Ulbricht's laptop, including a journal and logbook, because that's what they claim they found, detailing his management of the Silk Road, nor why Ulbricht would have logged into the Silk Road's admin page and communicated as Dredd until the moment of his arrest. Well, it sounds to me like if the federal evidence is to be believed here, and it sounds persuasive, right? Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it sounds persuasive. If that's to be believed, then maybe he had taken over the Dredd Pirate Roberts account again, and that they were sharing the account between him and another person. It's certainly possible that he wasn't the only person with access to the Dredd Pirate Roberts account.
Well, I mean, if he's got a journal, I mean, maybe his journal is sort of like the Bible, that it's bored, and then you don't hear from him until he's 30.
It hasn't yet explained how that could happen. And DeReggiehan, this is the agent, the undercover agent, however, is only the first witness in Ulbricht's trial and has yet to even be cross-examined by the defense. So the entirety of the day in court today was this guy testifying from the prosecution side. Ulbricht's lawyers will no doubt have their own story about the day of his arrest. His lead attorney, Joshua Dreidel, began on Tuesday by calling attention to the absurdity of Ulbricht using a public library's connection to manage a highly secretive drug empire. Dreidel asked the jury, quote, "The Dredd Pirate Roberts is someone who studiously avoided revealing his identity to anyone on the site. This same person goes to a public library and uses a public Wi-Fi connection? That Ross is DPR is a contradiction so fundamental that it defies common sense." Now, I agree. It doesn't make sense. Why would you go to the library? Why would you go to a coffee shop?
Why would you be in San Francisco?
In order to not use your home internet connection. I don't actually think that that's so far.
But if you're logging in through Tor, what does it matter?
If you're logging in through Tor, what does it matter if you're using a public Wi-Fi?
Because someone could walk over like an FBI agent and take your laptop from you. Well, or if you're at a coffee shop, somebody could walk behind you and see that you're on the Silk Road. I mean, this is not a place you want to be on the Silk Road anywhere where someone could walk in behind you.
Okay, I was thinking strictly of the network connectivity.
Yeah. These Department Good of Homeland point. Security and FBI agents were able to operate with impunity on their own timeline because he was in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's his single worst mistake here. I can understand why he might have chosen to be
whether
in
he was DPR or not. That right. was his. Even if he was just the setup guy with the site and then got lured back in.
If you're going to be involved in something like this,
yeah.
you need to not live in the U.S. because this is the center of the drug war.
It sounds to me like Ross was a computer programmer and not the savviest of drug dealers.
Agreed.
Could very well be. Let's go to Rocco in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rocco.
Yeah, actually, it's Roscoe.
Roscoe, welcome.
Yeah, there you go. I want to commend you guys regarding the the jury nullification. You know, I had no idea what it was about until I got a summons for jury duty 2 summers ago. And I wanted to inform myself before I went down in the courtroom and see what it was all about. And I was shocked to learn the power that citizens actually had when they sit in the courtroom as a juror, because you don't just judge the evidence and the facts of the charges that defendants are facing, but you also assess the law that they're being charged with, that's going to be used against them.
Right. You, as a juror, have the right to judge the law itself. You can vote not guilty if you think the law is bad. So if there's a juror on Ross Ulbricht's jury, and so far the people who watched the case said that they are not his peers, but if there was someone on that jury who did understand that the war on drugs is insane and it needs to end, they could just vote not guilty based on that principle.
Absolutely. And they had an example for William Penn was the example they used back in 1670 when he was arrested for preaching a different religion than King George wanted to hear. And he was found not guilty by 4 jurors. They held out and they were locked up in awe. But the jurors held out and eventually won over, and that was partly why we got the freedom of speech, freedom of religion. But now let me ask you, and you guys aware also what a runaway grand jury is?
No. Yes, a runaway grand jury is when they sort of do something that it's not what the prosecutor, the attorney, or state's attorney wants them to do. But I haven't heard of too many of them. Getting access to the grand jury is pretty difficult. Yeah. And with a grand jury, it's not a, it doesn't have to be unanimous. It just has to be sort of 50-50.
Well, in essence, the grand jury is the same as the jury nullification. As a grand juror, you also assess the law. So, you know, the citizens are sitting on a power that we aren't aware of, and lawyers and the judges aren't going to tell you about it.
That's certainly true. Thanks, Roscoe. I appreciate the call. Thank you for it tonight. 855-450-FREE. So further thoughts, Chris Cantwell or Mark, on Ross Ulbricht and what's to come?
I'm just – this is going to play out like so many different trials have played out, man. And it's really sad to see. And
you think the activists should go back out?
I do. Yeah, and I'm tempted,
if they sequester the jury, and that leads the jury to believe that there's a hit attempt on their life,
the jury is not going to find Ross not guilty. So I don't give a damn about their well-being. Mm. And Ross, his life is over, right? And he knew that was a possibility when he went into this. So let's just try to make the point here.
I don't disagree with your assessment in any way. I just disagree with the reaction to it. So there's all kinds of problems in the liberty movement of fracturing. Based on activism. And I think that, you know, this is an opportunity to stand in solidarity with the family, whether you like their decision or not. It's the activism already got all of the mileage, most of the mileage, 90-something percent of the mileage it's going to get by going out on the first day and getting those the news coverage it got. There were only a handful of them there anyway. So I don't think it's worth creating all the upset by going back.
Well, we'll see what happens, because this trial is supposed to last 4 to 6 weeks, and there's a good chance somebody may... I mean, look, the people who've left cannot control whoever it is that shows up. This is a public trial. Anybody who wants to can go out there and show up. So you know what the wishes are of the mom in the case, but I wonder if anyone can somehow get in touch with Ross to find out what would he like people to do, because that, to me, is the most important question. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.